We have yet another confrontation between Republican leaders in Congress and Tea Party conservatives, this time on the child migrant crisis that's been playing out for more than a month on the southern border. A bill aimed at addressing the influx of child immigrants is in deep trouble in Washington. President Obama requested about $3.5 billion to deal with the crisis. House Republicans said, you can have $659 million, and that bill was supposed to come to a House vote yesterday. But in stepped Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, and he rallied House conservatives against that bill, what Democrats and Republicans and especially Speaker John Boehner have been calling a crisis, never even got a vote yesterday. Now GOP leaders are in panic mode in the last moments before the August recess. Joining me now is Ruben Navarrete, columnist for The Daily Beast and a CNN contributor. Hi, Ruben.
Hi.
A lot of people are familiar with sort of battles between the Tea Party and the Republican establishment, but yesterday was a particularly open bit of warfare from Ted Cruz against John Boehner.
Oh, there's no question. You know, Ted has done this before. I call him Ted because I know him for about a dozen years or so, back when he supported immigration reform and worked for George W. Bush. I have seen this before. He did this with the debt ceiling issue, spending issue, about 6 or 7 months ago. Where he comes out of the Senate, he meddles in the affairs of the House, as he should not do, and he becomes sort of the de facto Speaker of the House because it's clear that John Boehner no longer has control over his flock. Those folks are looking for leadership. They find it in Ted Cruz. Here he said to these folks in the House, you ought to vote against this border bill because let's not lose focus. He said, the real problem here is President Obama's executive action to offer deferment of deportation to young dreamers a couple of years ago. And so let's stay on that narrative. And gee, if you beef up border security, we're going to lose focus on that. So it was all about politics. And nobody did the right thing. Leadership suffered.
And Republicans are slapping their foreheads with their palms when they look at this, because there's a crisis of 57,000 children on the border. Even Republicans say we shouldn't go home without doing something to address it. That will look terrible. In addition, tanking this entire thing for the reason of wanting to deport a bunch of other children just doesn't look good to moderate voters.
It also doesn't look good to Republicans, because think about this. The main crisis, if you're a Republican, the way you see the border is we have a porous border. We have chaos and violence along the border. We need to secure the border. So you have the border hawks within the Republican Party saying, you've got to send the resources and the money down there now to secure this border. They're going up against the budget hawks within the GOP who don't want to spend any money, let alone $600 million under the House plan or $3.7 billion under the president's plan to secure the borders. So this is very much a civil war within the Republican Party. But this is not about humanitarianism. This is not about doing the right thing for Republicans. This is about the fact that many Republicans feel they have to secure the border and they're meeting resistance from within their own party.
You know, at the same time, Ruben Navarrete, there have been so many warnings within Republican ranks. Look, it's okay to have these debates. You can try to shift the focus on a bill within the Republican Party, but all you're doing, Ted Cruz and House conservatives, when you undermine John Boehner, is making it harder and harder and harder for us Republicans to ever win in 2016.
Yes, because you're alienating a very important and growing segment of the population. That's Hispanic voters who continue to come out in big numbers, and the GOP brand is toxic with Hispanics. That's the big narrative. We know that. But in the context of the border kids crisis, something interesting has happened. Because the executive branch is very much in charge of how the kids are being treated, and because despite administration efforts to keep reporters out of those places, we hear in a lot of disgruntled Latino Democrats who are upset with the president and his party as well for their mistreatment of these kids. So in this regard, it's really a sense of mutual disgust among Hispanics at both parties, Republicans who want to get rid of these kids, but Democrats who frankly also want to get rid of these kids and also want to change the law.
Does this further increase pressure on President Obama to do that thing that Republicans are suing him over, which is take more executive action, act alone to stem deportation, act alone on immigration now?
It's a good question. For 5.5 years, President Obama, if you listen to this debate and watched it carefully as I have, has argued time and again with folks on the left. He says, I do not have the executive authority, the executive power to do more on immigration, to stop deportations, to say that some folks shouldn't be deported. And that's because he has been reluctant to pay a political price for doing that. And because of that, and all of a sudden he acts like he was cleaning out the couch in the executive office one day and out popped some executive authority in between the cushions. like every politician in America in both parties, you have to separate what they say from what they do. And what they say is to try to convince at least some groups of voters, Latino voters. President Obama's trying to convince them that he's on their side and he wants to find ways for undocumented immigrants to stay in this country. But I'm sorry, for 5.5 years, this has not been the policy of this administration. Here's the bottom line. There's not a single politician in Washington that thinks it's a good thing that 57,000 kids have come into this country unauthorized, and they all want them gone before the November election. That's in both parties. That's Kay Hagan and Mary Landrieu, the senators on the Democratic side, who did not go along, who wouldn't sided with the Republicans on this issue. And it's obviously many Republicans who feel that way as well. This is the border kids have done something that we didn't think was possible. They have united the political parties under the umbrella of political expediency. And you have all the folks are rowing the boat in the same direction.
Well, Ruben Navarrete, you said that the politician Barack Obama just sort of found his executive power under a couch cushion. What about the real John Boehner, who is suing President Obama for being a unilateral executive order president and then went to a microphone yesterday and said, I believe the president has the power to act on his own. He doesn't need us in Congress. That's the exact same kind of doublespeak.
Absolutely. I mean, the Republicans are a mess on the issue of executive power. Let's remind them. In fact, to remind them of their own hypocrisy on this issue, that during the Bush administration, during those 8 years when George W. Bush was president, Sam Alito and John Roberts on the Supreme Court both decided many cases in favor of greater executive power, usually with regard to the war on terror and how we fight with terrorists. And so in this case, obviously, when it suited the GOP's purposes and they were in power, they could expand executive power all they wanted. Now they want to say they want to sue the president. It's hypocritical. We can see right through it. We have a transparent government because we can see through everybody, you know. And I think it's unfortunate that they've talked themselves into this corner, where it's clear that they're using the lawsuit to kind of tweak Barack Obama, but they can't really believe that everything that happened under George Bush's reign was somehow illegitimate and inappropriate. Because then the executive branch had so much power.
Ruben Navarrete is columnist for the Daily Beast and a contributor over at CNN. Ruben, thanks.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.